Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Call for submissions to commemorate World Falun Dafa Day 2024. Greetings, fellow practitioners. May 13th this year marks the 25th World Falun Dafa Day. Those of us who have practiced Falun Dafa for 20 or 30 years now have a much better understanding of what the practice means to us and to the world's people. Those who have practiced for 10 or 20 years in China and abroad have also experienced changes from the surface to a deep level. We trust that practitioners who started to practice more recently have also realized to a certain extent how precious and sacred Dafa is. We should write down these experiences and share them with the world's people so that we can witness with more people this historic period when both human and divine beings coexist and help more people find the divine blessing that has been bestowed upon them. It is difficult to become human in the cycle of reincarnation. Regardless of age, race, occupation, and nationality, all people living in this period can cultivate compassion and accumulate virtue, elevate their intrinsic character, and thereby realize the true meaning of their existence. This call for submissions is mainly for articles, but is not limited to this form. All works on the theme of commemorating World Falun Dafa Day will be considered, including articles, stories, poems, songs, paintings, photos, and others. We hope all Dafa disciples will actively participate. Detailed instructions can be found on the Minghui website. Submission deadline is May 1st, 2024. Selected submissions will be published in a series on Minghui and may also be included in Minghui periodicals, radio podcast programs, and books so that the stories can be shared with more predestined people and benefit humanity. From the Minghui Editorial Board, February 25, 2024.
San Diego, California, practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, raised awareness of the persecution of the practice by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, through an Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition on February 29th in Balboa Park. They demonstrated the exercise movements and detailed the brutality of the 24-year-long persecution. The exhibition featured artworks created by practitioners around the world. Practitioners guided event attendees through the artworks, explaining the different themes and providing background information. For those who were interested in learning more about Falun Dafa, practitioners gave them pamphlets about the practice and answered their questions. Many people said they were impressed by the compassion and courage of practitioners and were amazed that they continued striving to be better people despite the adversities. They were grateful for the opportunity to see paintings of such high caliber. Some people were inspired to learn how to practice Falun Dafa. Human rights lawyer Jessica Flavius said that she had heard about the persecution, but this exhibition helped her to understand the situation more. She noted that she often sees people doing bad things and harming others. What's happening in China is different, because the resources of the state are being used to suppress a group by wielding its power to generate massive propaganda campaigns. She thought it was terrible that the CCP detained practitioners, used them for slave labor, and killed them to profit from the sale of their organs. Ms. Flavius noted that, while the CCP is persecuting Falun Dafa practitioners today, it could target another group tomorrow if its ideology is different from the regime's. That's how one group after another can lose their human rights. When one group loses its human rights, it means no one has human rights.
Bulgaria. Practitioners gathered in Bansko, a mountain resort town and one of Bulgaria's top international ski resorts, on February 11th, seeking to raise awareness of the 24-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Bansko is a well-known winter ski resort. The Alpine Ski World Cup race was taking place on the slopes that same day, which drew many ski enthusiasts to the town. Falun Dafa practitioners from several towns set up banners and informational materials about the persecution and the peaceful nature of their practice at two locations in the town center. They also held a signature drive for people to oppose the persecution. The events lasted 4 hours despite the frosty weather. A woman who signed the petition was fascinated by the Falun Dafa practice and how it could help people improve their mental state. She asked for more flyers to take with her. She said, "Every Wednesday, a group of friends get together at a spiritual interest club, and I want to give them the flyers to read. I think it is important to know."
Spain. Practitioners in the city of Las Palmas, the capital of Gran Canaria, one of the Canary Islands, routinely gather near the Las Arenas shopping center every Friday to introduce Falun Dafa to locals and tourists. They demonstrate the exercises and handed out flyers containing information on the health benefits of the practice and information about the 24-year-long persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Several African immigrants walked by the practitioner's table on January 12th. The information on the posters exposing the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa caught their attention. A practitioner explained why they were collecting signatures on a petition. The practitioner explained what Falun Dafa is and why the CCP persecutes it. She also told them how the regime systematically harvests organs from practitioners who were incarcerated for not renouncing their faith, and that signatures on the petition will help end the atrocity. One of them, who understood more Spanish, helped explain to the others about the ongoing persecution. When they understood that their signatures could help end the persecution, they all signed the petition.
London, UK. Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the practice during recent Lantern Festival celebrations in London's Chinatown on February 24th. They set up a table and displayed information about Falun Dafa and how practitioners are mistreated in China for their belief. Many residents and tourists read the information, talked with practitioners, and some signed a petition to help end the persecution. Ms. Zhang from China recently arrived in the UK to accompany her 12-year-old son to study. She celebrated the festival with her parents and son. She explained that she worked for a news media in Beijing, so she knows that the CCP lies to mislead people. She also knew that the regime defamed Falun Dafa with propaganda and used the stage self-immolation incident at Tiananmen Square as an example. When Ms. Zhang's son asked why the CCP persecutes Falun Dafa practitioners, the practitioner said, "The party's doctrines of violent class struggle contradict the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance promoted by Falun Dafa." Seeing the popularity of the practice, former CCP leader Zhang Zemin launched the nationwide persecution in July 1999. Practitioners have been peacefully raising awareness of the persecution for years, despite the brutality and lies.
California, USA. Vietnamese Americans celebrated the Lunar New Year in the San Diego community of Mira Mesa on February 16th through February 18th. There were nearly 100 food and information stalls, as well as amusement park games. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to join in the festivities. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises in front of their booth, attracting many people's interest in the practice. Some booth visitors mentioned having seen practitioners meditating in a park. An elderly man bought the Vietnamese translation of the main book of Falun Dafa's teachings, Chuan Falun. He said that he had heard about Falun Dafa in the past and now wanted to read the book. A couple from China told practitioners that they were amazed by a Falun Dafa parade they saw in New York. They were glad to receive a copy of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party and other educational materials.
New Zealand. Artbeat Festival 2024, the largest arts festival on New Zealand's North Island, took place in the city of Whangarei on February 24th. The event offered a wide array of stalls selling food and handicrafts, as well as an arts demonstration, workshops, and live performances. Falun Dafa practitioners took part in the event. Many people applauded their waist drum and dragon dance performances. A constant stream of people came to the Falun Dafa stall to learn about the practice. They continued to express a desire to learn the exercises, even as the festival ended. Whangarei's mayor, Vince Corcarulo, said he meditates to relax and relieve stress. He praised the principles of Falun Dafa and said, "I love the ideology of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. This is fundamental and crucial." He added, "Ultimately, we must work together to make things better."
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Lu Dianyuan from Liaoning Province died on February 10, 2024, while serving a sentence for 11 and a half years in prison for his faith in Falun Dafa. Mr. Lu was arrested in November 2015 at his sister's home. Police fabricated evidence claiming that the house where he was arrested was full of Falun Gong books and materials. After 5 months of detention, the once healthy and mentally sharp man was emaciated and struggled with poor memory. He was admitted to Shenyang City First Prison. In September 2022, the prison officials called his family and told them to buy him diapers. His family later found out that Mr. Liu, then 86, was already incapacitated, but the prison refused to release him for medical treatment. His family received a call from the prison early this year and were told Mr. Liu had passed away. He was 87 years old. Mr. Liu started to practice Falun Gong in 1995. He credited the practice for enabling him to recover from sciatica, gastric and duodenal ulcers, and chronic hepatitis, which he developed due to his stressful work as a construction contractor. After the persecution began in 1999, Mr. Liu faced constant persecution for upholding his faith. He was arrested and imprisoned multiple times.
Mr. Yu Hailong from Hebei Province was arrested in July 2016, along with 3 other practitioners, while distributing Falun Gong materials. He was later given a 4-year prison term and fined 10,000 yuan. Mr. Yu developed sores all over his body from being tortured in prison. He continued to struggle with declining health after being released in 2020. He passed away on January 26, 2024, at the age of 72. Mr. Yu took up Falun Gong in 1998. He soon recovered from hepatitis B. In 2005, police broke into his home and arrested him for producing Falun Gong informational materials. He was brutally tortured in police custody for 6 months. He was later sentenced to 4 years of probation. Authorities kept harassing him after he returned home. He was forced to live away from his home for a period of time to avoid persecution.
It was recently learned that Mr. Xia Zhenglun from Jiangsu Province died in custody 7 months after he was arrested for his faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Xia, an insurance agent, was arrested in mid-February 2023. While being held at the detention center, Mr. Xia developed whole-body edema and was taken to a hospital. All treatments were unsuccessful, and he died in September 2023. He was 62 years old.
Two women from Shaanxi Province were sentenced to prison on February 20th for distributing information about Falun Gong. Ms. Li Jing was sentenced to 4.5 years and fined 10,000 yuan. Ms. Li Xianghong, not related, was given 4 years and fined 10,000 yuan. Both practitioners are appealing the verdicts. Both women were arrested in September 2022 after police observed them on surveillance cameras distributing information about Falun Gong. Ms. Li Jing was previously arrested in December 2017 for distributing Falun Gong materials. She was sentenced to 16 months in prison. She was arrested again in 2020. While in police custody, she had difficulty breathing and her limbs went cold. The police had to release her. They forced her to pay a 4,000 yuan fine and ordered her husband to promise to keep her at home and to not report how she was persecuted to the Mingwei website.
Mr. Wang Yuezhong from Shandong Province was sentenced to 2 years in January 2024 for his faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Wang had been living with his daughter's family. In August 2022, he was arrested when someone reported him for distributing Falun Gong informational materials. Police confiscated his Falun Gong books and a large amount of household items. He was later released on bail. A year later, in August 2023, Mr. Wang was taken to a detention center to serve a 14-day detention term. His case was submitted to a local procuratorate. Mr. Wang stood trial at the end of 2023 and was sentenced to 2 years in January 2024. Toronto, Canada's Global Service Center for Quitting the Communist Party volunteers working hard. As of the recent Chinese New Year, February 10, 2024, over 426 million Chinese people have announced their withdrawal from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. This is an important decision for those who quit the party. The large number also symbolizes the dedication and hard work of the volunteers at the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP throughout the years. 14 years ago, Falun Dafa practitioners established a truth clarification site outside of the Pacific Mall, the largest indoor Asian shopping mall in North America. Many Chinese shoppers see it every day. In all kinds of weather, practitioners set up banners, talk to people about the persecution, and expose the CCP's crimes. Practitioners know that it is especially important to reach Chinese people, even though they are overseas, because many have been influenced by the CCP's relentless slander against Falun Dafa and do not know what the practice truly is, nor are they aware of the extent of the Chinese regime's human rights violations. Once, a man pointed to the banner and said, "You only dare to display these banners here. Would you dare to do this if you were in China?" A volunteer for the Global Service Center named Miss Gao replied, "These are Falun Dafa practitioners, and some of them held banners when they were in China. They do not fear danger and only wish to tell people the truth about Falun Dafa. They were illegally detained and persecuted for holding those banners while they were in China. Do you see how differently Dafa practitioners are treated inside China and outside of China? Have you joined the CCP or its affiliated organizations?" The man said, "I only joined the Young Pioneers and the Communist Youth League." Miss Gao said, "Then you should withdraw your membership from the party's affiliated organizations. No other organization or political party makes you swear to give your life to it. I only learned this after I immigrated overseas. People should not casually take oaths or vows, because those vows must be honored. The CCP claims that their red flag was dyed with soldiers' blood. The Young Pioneers' red scarf represents a corner of that bloody flag. Do you really think it's auspicious to wear it? The party demands that you give your life for communism. However, all we see are corrupt party officials." The man listened quietly. The volunteer continued, Since you gave your life to the CCP, then weren't you indirectly involved in murdering during the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests and the ensuing massacre when thousands of students were killed by the CCP? You have essentially been kidnapped by the CCP. Won't you also be punished by heaven? COVID is targeting the CCP. You need to distinguish good from evil and withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. The man said, I understand now. I'd like to withdraw my membership from the CCP's affiliated organizations. Ms. Gao added, do you know that Falun Dafa teaches people to maintain high moral standards? Practitioners are a group of kind people. We are all volunteers and hope that more people will awaken to the CCP's lies. The man was moved and said, thank you. I finally understand now. I would like to apologize to you. Passers-by are often moved by practitioners' perseverance once they understand the truth. One said, Falun Dafa practitioners are admirable. You are here every day. Some people claim that practitioners are paid to be here, but I know you are all volunteers. You are saving people.
Shen Yan called a total work of art. Shen Yan Performing Arts continued its tour of Europe and North America throughout mid-February with performances in France, Germany, Scotland, and the United States. Shen Yan World Company arrived in Paris, France on February 12th to take part in the extensive world tour. The artists were welcomed by local fans with flowers and banners at the airport. Slated to perform in 7 European countries, the first destination was in Nantes, France. Shen Yan is scheduled to perform in various cities in France over the next 3 months. A local presenter noted that almost every city is experiencing sold-out performances ahead of time, and that people are eager to see the show. He said, basically, wherever Shen Yan goes to perform, they're going there to see it. Shen Yan New Era Company presented 4 performances in Glasgow, Scotland, from February 13th through the 18th, all to packed houses. Joe Rennie, director of an award-winning graphics company, and his wife Leah, also a company director, saw Shen Yan in Glasgow, Scotland, on February 15th. He said, the musicians and the orchestra are absolutely amazing and so professional to watch and to see it live. He added that it's a different side of China than what is seen in the media and on television. Shen Yan Global Company presented 6 performances in Ludwigsburg, Germany, from February 14th through the 18th, with several shows sold out. Former cultural director Maria Louise Schaefer-Grugler saw Shen Yan there and said, it's great and it's a total work of art. The choreography, the costumes, the music, I think everything harmonizes wonderfully together. Managing director for psychotherapist organization Christian Dietrich and university professor Gabrielle Roth Dietrich saw Shen Yan in Ludwigsburg on February 15th. Mr. Dietrich said he believed that Shen Yan's mission to revive 5,000 years of traditional culture is very important. He calls those values the cornerstone of humanity. He said traditional values are always a good thing because that's the foundation we all stand on. University professor Ms. Roth Dietrich said, I realized that Chinese culture is not one-dimensional, but includes different traditions from different regions and different ethnic groups that form into one wonderfully. I understood that we humans have a relationship with heaven and that our goal is to return to heaven. Shen Yan continued to tour across the U.S. Its North American company presented 8 sold-out performances in Phoenix from February 13th through the 18th. Eric Granger, CEO of Arasari Films, saw Shen Yan in Burlington, Vermont on February 18th. He offered, I think it's a very worthwhile mission. It's a story that most of the people don't know, most of the people in this country don't know the hardship that's really going on in communist China, and it's a good way to express it and get it out. Financial institution VP Felix Gonzalez saw Shen Yun in San Antonio, Texas on February 16th. He said, "The show was amazing, absolutely amazing. It showed the values between good and evil and making sure that we always try to choose the side of good." Shen Yun Touring Company presented 4 performances in San Antonio, Texas from February 16th through the 18th, all to full theaters. The performance on February 16th was added 3 weeks prior to meet the demand. Former Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force and the founder of a consulting company, Joseph Lynch, saw the show in San Antonio. Mr. Lynch said, referencing Shen Yun's artistic director, "I want to say thank you to him. Everything he's doing is creating positive impact."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.